At a coffee shop in Beijing's Wangjing district in late autumn 2024, I met a product manager named Qin Zhao. He is 31, has spent 4 years at a company that builds productivity tools, and keeps 3 filled paper notebooks in his desk drawer plus more than 600 scattered notes in his phone memos. Holding an Americano, he told me, "I write down a lot every day, but when I actually need something, I often can't find it after flipping through everything for ages." That day the sunlight slanted in through the floor-to-ceiling window and lit the densely written pages on his open notebook, words like an unmown lawn. Qin Zhao's trouble is typical. He is not lazy about recording. He simply records without structure. Over 4 years he switched between 5 note-taking apps, from plain text to bi-directional links to tagged knowledge bases, migrating old content each time and watching it descend into chaos. In 2023 he ran the numbers for himself, about 11 new notes a day, more than 4,000 entries a year, yet fewer than 1 in 5 could he still recall where he had put them a week later. I asked how he used to handle a useful idea. He smiled wryly, "First I screenshot it, then I drop it into a folder called Read Later, and then there is never any later." I kept that line, because it is almost the shared first step of everyone whose notes grow messy. They mistake collecting for managing. What truly pushed him to change was a requirements review. Last March he had 40 minutes to explain 3 core differences between our product and a competitor's to the director, yet he jumped between 7 documents and 2 chat threads and spent 12 minutes without reaching the point. After the meeting the director said only, "You remember a lot, but it hasn't grown into a system." That line stung. We then met for 3 months, sorting his notes together every week. After 3 months he did one small thing, refiled more than 1,800 fragments according to a structure. Rerunning the same search, the time from opening to pulling out that competitor difference note dropped to 40 seconds. The change was not being smarter, it was being more ordered. Many people assume notes are messy because they record too little. The opposite is true, the more you record, the easier it is to tangle. I have observed more than 20 people with long-term note habits and found a pattern. The more someone treats collecting and managing as one act, the more their notes resemble a warehouse than a tool. A warehouse only takes in, a tool is used and then set down. My friend Lin Shi, a designer in Hangzhou, 28, once used an app with 3,000 notes. She said, "I used to think saving equals mastering. I tapped save on every good article, collected more than 800 in a year, and reread fewer than 10. This digital hoarding made her feel she was progressing while she had only moved her anxiety from her head to her hard drive. The second trap is chasing a perfect category tree. Many people build a 12-level directory at the start, work, life, study, health, finance, then subfolders beneath. The result is that every single note first demands which category does it belong to, a decision cost higher than the recording itself. Qin Zhao did this early on, just deciding is this work or study could stall him for 3 minutes. The third trap is treating copying as thinking. You copy a golden line and store it, it feels great in the moment, but a week later you neither know why you saved it nor how to use it. I often tell people, a note that has never passed through your own hands is a note that does not exist. What truly stays are the ones you rewrote and tied to context. Reverse these 3 habits and you get the starting point of order, collect less, categorize shallowly, process deeply. Qin Zhao later compressed his categories to 3 layers and deleted more than 700 duplicate or expired entries. His note count fell instead of rising, yet his usable rate climbed from under 1 in 5 to over 6 in 10. The 3-layer structure I built for him has only 3 layers, plainly named, the capture layer, the processing layer, and the output layer. Its core idea is not record more but to move every note one step toward being used. The capture layer catches everything, the processing layer refines it into something of your own, the output layer turns it into action or work. The capture layer is like the mailroom by your door, in only, no out. All ideas, screenshots, and links first land there uniformly, with no judgment. Qin Zhao made it a minimal inbox whose only rule is, nothing gets categorized on entry, just placed. This makes the act of recording almost zero cost. Of his 11 daily new items, 9 first land here. The processing layer is where real value happens. Each week he spends 20 minutes rewriting what is worth keeping from the inbox into a card, restating it in his own words, marking what it relates to, and writing one line of where I can use this next. A good card stays under 150 characters yet must carry his own trace. After half a year he had about 400 such cards. The output layer lets notes feed reality back. Once a card is used in a report, an article, or a decision, it returns to the output layer tagged used for X. Chen Zhao told me that when he sees a card get used, his motivation to keep recording actually grows, because for the first time notes became his external brain rather than a graveyard. The most elegant part of this three-layer structure is that it needs no complex software. Chen Zhao's final setup was one sheet of paper plus one plain text folder, and it still worked. Tools are skin, structure is bone. Many people put the cart before the horse, spending 10 times more on skin than on bone. Note structure is not mysticism, it has quantifiable efficiency evidence. A frequently cited baseline.